You're listening to Simply Money. I'm Nathan Bachrach along with Amy Wagner. Selling your business or finally getting a piece of the business where you work. As you drive home this evening, you probably thought, gosh, that boss, he's making all the money and I'm working really hard. And the boss on the other hand is probably going, boy, I'd like to get out of this, but how do I finance the sale? Joining me this evening, Lori Wilhelmi. I've known Lori probably since the beginning almost of Simply Money, which goes back. One of us still looks great, by the way. Lori is with Comstock Advisors. You help advise people, business people in particular, or specifically, about the values of their business and how to do some of these things. Talk to me about if Comstock Advisors, I have a business, I call up and say, Comstock, you know, I'm trying to negotiate a sale. My employees are bugging me. They like to get a piece of the deal. What should I do?
Yeah, an ESOP is one of the great ways to transition your business over to your employees.
Right. And it ESOP gives them, means?
ESOP means Employee Stock Ownership Plan.
Oh, good.
It has become increasingly more popular way for business owners to plan their succession.
Right.
And it gives employees a piece of the pie.
So in this whole day and age, when we see about companies going public and going to the New York Stock Exchange, most jobs, as we know, and most businesses are small. And so for a typical small, medium-sized business, you're not going to Wall Street. You're just not going to get anybody's attention. The ESOP then becomes a way for you to have an event where you can start to pull some cash out of your hard-earned business. And on the other hand, reward long-term employees.
Yes, you can do both. And you can do it partially, which means you can give away part of your company, whether it's 25%, not give away, but sell right. part of your company and maintain control. Or you can do 100% ESOP, which means you sell the entire business to the employees.
All right. So let's go over some stats for a minute. On average, you know, ESOPs grow faster or slower or just the same as the average business.
On average, ESOPs grow faster mm-hmm. and are more productive than non-ESOP companies. They also have a higher rate of return than 401ks typically do, because an ESOP plan is a defined benefit plan just like a 401k is, right. And they have higher returns typically than 401ks do.
All right. So I'm Grand Poobah of a business. I call in Lori Wilhelmi and Comstock Advisors, and I go, okay, I've heard about ESOPs. What am one? What do I need? What's some good working pieces of information so that when I meet with someone like you, I got a lay, at least I can talk the language.
Right. The way they work in very general terms is not much different than when you buy a house. When you first buy a house, you've got the value of your house and you've got the debt that you owe on that house.
Right.
As you pay down your mortgage, you build equity in your home. It's just like the way an ESOP works. So mm-hmm. a seller will sell the business to the employees, his payment or her payment is financed by debt from the bank or debt taken on by the company. And as that is earned back, as the company moves forward and earns money and pays down that debt, shares are released to the employees. And so they build up shares of stock in that company in their retirement portfolio.
You're listening to Simply Money. My guest is Lori Wilhelmi. She is with Comstock Advisors. She helps small businesses that could be you to figure out how to enable owners to eventually either have a full succession plan or share their business with their employees. Safe to say, when employees own a piece of the business, they're ready to go down with the ship a lot faster or a lot longer, I should say, than if, it's his business, I don't care, I'm out of here.
Right. ESOP companies are 25% more likely to stay in business and less likely to lay off employees. And those employees, generally, the culture in ESOP-owned companies, as you can imagine, is much different. The employees have a share of the company, and so mm-hmm. they're interested in cost control and revenues and
right.
all of that.
So when somebody walks out with a case of printer paper, you go, well, wait a second.
You might care a little bit more about that.
That's my ESOP watch, a piece of the share of my company
that's
walking
right.
out the door, Clyde. You know, we don't swipe stuff anymore. Not that that would ever happen, of course. All right. Give me the benefits to the seller. So
yes.
I'm the owner. I'm selling my business to the ESOP. Give me the benefits.
The benefits are a way to transition your business, number one, mm-hmm. first and foremost.
Right.
Secondly, the seller can receive some tax benefits from doing that with the proceeds of the sale. There's ways to minimize taxes related to that. Also, as I mentioned before, you don't have to transition out all at once, and you can sell your business even if it's 100% ESOP. you can still remain at the company if you'd like and continue to run the company and transition out over time, versus if you sell your business outright to a buyer, the control over what happens to you at that point is really in the hands of the buyer.
And the benefits to the company.
The benefits to the company.
So when you walk into the boss, you go, here's the reason why we should do this, boss.
Right. You've got all of the things we mentioned with increased productivity, increased retention, a great corporate culture. The company itself also gets tax benefits from having an ESOP in place.
Yeah, and you know, as I think about the work that you do at Comstock Advisors, I'm thinking, how often is it? I think one of the car companies, Hertz or Avis or somebody, they say right in their advertising, an employee-owned company.
Companies are proud of being employee-owned companies.
Right.
And it's
almost like saying, we care.
Well, and it attracts employees as well. I mean, in addition to the retention being mm-hmm. higher, it's also a real benefit to the employees, not, you know, just like a 401k is. And so people look for that. And when you're reviewing your package of benefits, when you're interviewing for different jobs, right. that's something that can make a real difference.
Having gone down this road and having seen businesses go down this road and having seen people hire investment bankers who get tens of thousands or millions of dollars to help businesses have a succession plan, I would simply suggest to you a firm like Comstock Advisors or others out there who help you to value your business and show you alternatives may be a very good way to go if, as you drive home this evening from a long day running your business and wondering how you will eventually turn your business into retirement capital, this might be something, an ESOP, that you should consider. You've been listening to Simply Money here on 55KRC, the talk station.